Okay, today's school daf Tzadi Beis. We're still discussing the psukim that deal with the battle between Yaakov and the Sar Shem Esau. So plus it says in Hosea, it says Vayasar El Malach Vayuchal Vacha Vayitzchani Mo. And Lashon is Lashon Sar, which is that you with the victor, one became the Sar over the fellow. But Eini Yodea Minas Sar Lami. I don't know who was the one who became the Sar over the other one. Who is the one that says Vayuchal, that he defeated him, right? Yaakov became the Sar for the Malach, and therefore that Yaakov became the Sar over the Malach. Vayuchal means that the Malach became the Sar. So, but the Pasuk says, Kisha Omer, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, right, it says, Vayomer lo Yaakov, Yemer Oshim, Tokim Yisrael, Kisarisa im Elohim, im Anashim, Vachuchal, Havi Omer, Yaakov Nasar Salam Malach. I don't understand this at all. Because we're asking, we don't know what the Pasuk of Hosea means. We're going to go back, as we're shown from the Pasuk of Bereishis. And if we know what the Pasuk of Bereishis says, why do we have a Shaila of Hosea? It's only took place 2,000 years before it. So I don't understand over there. Okay, then the Pasuk says, the Pasuk also says in Hosea, Bacha Vayitzchanein lo. Eini Yodea mi bacha lemi. I don't know who cried to whom. Makisha Omer, when it says in Bereishis, Vayomer Shalcheini, right, he says, send me, Ki Allah HaShachar, Vayomer lo HaShachacha, Ki Baruch HaShani, Vayomer HaMalach bacha leYaakov. The Malach was pleading with Yaakov. That Yaakov was the victor, that Yaakov was pleading with the Malach was pleading with Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Ki Sarisa, Im Elohim, Im Anashim. So, basically saying that the Lashon of Elohim is Mashma, a king or someone who's a great person. So Rabba said, Remez Ramazlo, the Malach gave Yaakov a Remez, Shasidim, Shnei Sarim, let's say, two princes are going to come out from him. One is the Rosh Golos of Bavel, which is in the word on Nashim, and the other one is Nasi Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is from the word Elohim. Umikan Ramazlo Golos. And he also then was gave a Remez of Golos. He say that you're going to have a prince in Bavel, that clearly indicates that you're not going to be Eretz Yisrael. Bavel, that's an indication of Golos. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a couple of drushas of the Amorim from the Pasuk that says, by the dream of the Sar HaMashkim. The Pasuk says, of the Sar HaMashkim, it says, Ubagepen, right on the vine, Shlosa Sarigim, there were three vines, I guess, Nikavarachas, also Nitzai Chilo, is Moshe Anovim. And it's going up, and the grapes were ripened on the vines. So it says, Ubagepen, Shlosa Sarigim. What's that? Amar Rechia Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Elu Shlosha Sarei Geim, Shehayotzim Yisrael, Bechol Dor Vador. These are the three high-level, powerful, wealthy individuals who are close to the king that come out from Yisrael every generation. To Amim, sometimes Shishnayim Khan, two of them are here in Bavel, the Echav Eretz Yisrael, one is in Eretz Yisrael. To Amim, sometimes Shishnayim Eretz Yisrael, the Echav Khan. Sometimes two are in Eretz Yisrael and one is here in Bavel. And in the generation that this was written, the Chachamim basically placed their eyes upon Rabbana Ukva, Rabbana Nechemya, Nebarte the Rab. That those are the two of them, the two people who were sitting in Bavel, were one of these influential individuals with the government. Right, Rava Amar, Rava says, what's the Shalosha Sarigim? It's Elu Shalosha Sare Goyim. These are the three malachim of the Umas HaOlam, Shemalam Bimskos HaYisrael B'chol Dovador, that they testify positively about B'nai Yisrael in every generation. Okay? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Gepen, when it says Gepen, what's that? Ze HaOlam, that's the world. Shlosha Sarigim talks about Ze Avram Nitzav Yaakov. The Hikip Horachas, also Nitzo, Elu HaImahos, and the Hifishu Eshkol Se'anavim Elu Shvatim. Talking about all the ancestors of Klal Yisrael. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua B'chimari Lo La'odim Asher Hayo. If this is a nevuah, it's a nevuah on the past. The time the Shtar Hamashkim, all these individuals were already born. Sometimes everybody died. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua B'chimari Lo La'odim Asher Hayo. V'lo Ein Mari Lo La'odim Ela Asher Asidiyo. The nevuah is only about the future. So Ela Gefen the Torah. Shlosha Sarigim is who is Abel Moshe Yaron Miriam, the Hikik Morachas Al Sanitza, Elu Sanhedrin. That's the Sanhedrin. The Yivshilu Eshkloser Nabim, what is the ripened, what is with the ripe grapes? That's Elu Hatzadikim Shebechol Dor Vador. Okay, that's one. Next. Aragam Leo Adayan Shrikim Anu
limodai, right? The mok. After all these drushos, we have to say, adanu anu tzrichim limodai. We still need the drusha of the modai of Rav Elazar HaModai, because he doesn't like the fact that the drush that was just given talks about people in all different areas. Right, he wants the mokim lekul l'chad makom. He says the pasuk is talking about one area, which means the blazer mamadai over gefen say yushlaim shlok sarigim zem mikdash melech zem shlok sarigim is mikdash melech hakohen gadol v'hika parachas al sanitza. What's that? Eila pirke kahuna. There's the parachas al sanitza, means the young ones. The kahuna, the young ones. And if shilu ashkenosah anavim, what's that? That's in the sakim. And Shua ben Levi mokim lo. He says, oh, we're talking about the matanos. Talking about the presents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Bnei Israel. The Rabbi Shubin Levi, Geffen, of Torah, Shlosh Sarigim, Zeb Be'er, Amud Anan Uman, Vika Barachas Asa Nitza, Elu Bikurim. These are the Bikurim, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, gave him all this fruit, and from them you have to bring the Bikurim. And if Shilu, Eshkelosah, Anavim, when the fruits are ripened, what do you bring with those? You bring the grapes, you bring the Nesachim. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Amar, he says, Geffen, what's Geffen, Elo Yisrael? The Chenu Omer, he brings a raya from a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Geffen mi Mitzrayim Tasiya, the Geffen from Mitzrayim will leave, Tigaresh Goyim Atitoel, it will be sent out by the Goyim, and then they'll be planted. So who's that? Who was thrown out from Mitzrayim? Bnei Israel? Right, that's talking about Bnei Israel. Right, Bnei Israel is Geffen Mitzrayim Tasiya, Mitzrayim Tigaresh Goyim Atitoel, and they're the ones who will send out the Goyim. Who left the tribe and then threw out Goyim? They saw left the tribe and threw out the Sheva Avnim. Shlosha Sarigim, what's the Shlosha Sarigim? Elu Shlosha Regalim. Those are the three holidays, Pesachim and Sukkot. They saw Olim Bahen, the whole Shana of the Shana, but they saw go to Yerushalayim every year. The He Kipporachas also Nitzah. What's that? He gives Manam Shal Yisrael, Lipros and Lurbos. It became time for Bnei Israel to multiply. What we're talking about when they left the tribe. But interesting though, because it says the Bnei Israel part of the sharks and Oba'od was before. That was the reason for the harsh decree of Paro. It's interesting. The wrong puts apple part before the horse. He gives Manasseh Yisrael lipos from the Rosh Bechenu Omer. But the pasuk says, but the pasuk says the Bnei Israel part of Rishu, which took place beforehand. Also, Nitzah, what does that mean? They became ripe. He gives Manasseh Yisrael Yigal. It became time for Bnei Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim. V'cheinu Omer v'yiz Nitzchom al Bigadai v'chom abushay eg alti. The Baruch Hu said that their clothing were red. Why they're red? Because all the blood of the associated with Mitzrayim, that the dam, I don't know what Rashi is saying. Dan must represent Mitzrayim somehow. Remember, Dan must represent Mitzrayim. Okay, Hitchilu Eshkoseh Anavim, when it became totally ripe, he gives Manasseh Mitzrayim, Mishnos Kos HaKareva. It became time for Mitzrayim to drink the full cup of what they deserve, of the punishments that is coming to them. V'hainu da'amar Rava, and this was what Rava said, related to that, Shlosha Kosos HaMos Mitzrayim Lama. Why are there three kosos by Mitzrayim? The dream of the Tzara Mashkin says the word kos three times. It says what? The kos paro biyadi, the ekof hanavim, the eshkot osam, al kos paro, the etan el es kos, al kaf paro. So that's three times it says the word kos. So why is the word kos repeated three times? It's a remez for the three kosos of Tarelo, three punishment kosos, I guess, that the Mitzrayim is going to get three different times of history. Echad Sheshasa B'nei Moshe, one is during the times of Moshe when the first Baruch Hu hit the prime of the Esamathos. The Echad Sheshasa B'nei Paradacho, the times of Paradacho, and the Bukhanetzer came and he basically destroyed the Zion. That's in the book of Yirmiyah of Peraton Zion. The Echad Sheasid Lishtos, one of the future Mitzrayim is going to drink, in Kola Obdei Kochavim. With all the Obdei Kochavim, when the first Baruch Hu was going to punish all the Umos HaOlam on the fact that they did bad to Bnei Israel. The guys who stormed the embassy and tried to kill they'll get their due when the time comes. So Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, he darish the Rav Hanikra be'agadito. When Rav was mefarish these psukim about the chalom of the Tzara Hamashkim, he vasach darish lehu. He was darish like you, like Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, the one who said it, that it's Shlosh Regalim, Zman Mishal Lipo Savir, the last one that we mentioned. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Umazo, this nation, meaning B'nai Yisrael, it's Kegefen Nimshalah. It's like they look like the vines. Zmorah Shavah, it's leaves, Elu, well, they're a marshal to Bali Bat. It's very, this Rosh is very reminiscent that we learned when we were younger about the Amarina. You see what I mean? Umazo Kegefen Nimshalah. Zmorah Shavah, the leaves on it are the Elu Bali Bat. These are the balabatim, the stam balabatim, eshkalu sheva, the fruit that's being supported by the leaves, the fruit that comes out from the leaves, elu talmidei chachamim. Zmorah sheva are the vines. For zmorah sheva are the vines. Eshkalu sheva, the eshkalos that come out, those are the anfei agefen, that's talmidei chachamim. Olin sheva, the leaves, elu amei aretz, those are the amei aretz, and kinokanos sheva. These are the small little leaves that come out from the Geffen. They're not lawyer for anything. These are the people who don't have anything. These are the four types of people. So that's very reminiscent of the drash that we always learn in grade school about the Arba Minim. Behind the Shalcha Mitam, this is what they sent from Eretz Yisrael Babel. The boy Rachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim should ask for Rachim, it's Kala Al Alya, on the Eshkelos, on the leaves, the Omali Alya, without the leaves. Without the leaves, right? Without the leaves, the fruit can't persist. So the Talmidei Chachamim will represent the fruit, have to daven for those who are the leaves. Who are the leaves? That's the Amei Aretz. Why did the Amei Aretz? Because without the Amei Aretz, without the people who are Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Chachamim can't subsist, because they subsist on what they give. The Talmidei Chachamim have to not look down on the Balabatim. The Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to daven for the Balabatim. The Balabatim are the ones who are supportive of them. Sometimes we live in an upside down world where people who are supposed to be davened for are actually looked down upon. So, good muster over here. For those who are sitting and learning, they have to really support, they have to really daven for and praise those who are giving them support. Okay, so now since Rabbi Yirmiyo was Dorish the Pusik, who begefen Shlosha Sarigim, we're talking about Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, the Gemara is going to bring another drasha about Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. So the Pusik says in Hoshea, Perek Gimel, Pasuk base, it says, the Ekroli Bachamisha Asar Kesef, I took for me with 15 Kesef, and then also I took it with Chomis Seorim, I took it with Chomis Seorim, the Lesef Seorim, I took it with the Lesef Seorim. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok, Ein Kira, which is the Ekroli, Ein Kira, Ela Lashon Mechira, it's a Lashon of a sale. Shenem Mars, it says by in when Yosef spoke to Paro, After Yaakov Avinu dies, Yosef says to Paro, "Avi hishba'ani le'mor hinei anochi meis b'kibri asher karisi li." The one that I bought, the Russian of Mechakol Memkar. Karisi is Russian of Memkar. So I bought. So now the word ekra is Russian of Kira. So it talks about the Russian of the Gullus, of the Geula from Mitzrayim. So basically, Baruch Hu says that I purchased B'nai Yisrael, I brought them out of Mitzrayim, when, B'chamisha Asar, the 15th, Zechamisha Asar B'nisan, that's the 15th of Nisan, Shibbo Nigolo Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's when B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and I only bought them the Kesef. I used the Kesef. What's the Kesef? Elu Tzadikim. Those are the Tzadikim. Because of them, I bought them out. B'cheinu Omer, how do I know the Tzadikim are called Kesef? The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Seror a Kesef, lock up B'yado. What does that mean? This pasuk in Mishlei is talking about an isha zona, right? But the pasuk is basically learning out. The pasuk is being learned out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess, killed the tzaddikim and took him for himself, and left everybody else. So you see that the tzaddikim are the ones that took B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and Chomer Seorim V'Lesach Seorim. What's that? The Chomer is equals 30 saw, and Lesef equals 15 saw. So now we have a total of 45 saw. So what? So the Elu Arba'im, the Chamisha Tzadikim, these are the 45 Tzadikim, She'ola Meskayim Behem, that the world subsists because of these 45 Tzadikim. I don't know whether 30 live here in Babel, the Chamisha Asar Be'eretz Yisrael, or Im Shloshim, the Eretz Yisrael, 30 of them live in Eretz Yisrael, the Chamisha Sakan, and 15
here above, maybe it just means Itari Galus. Kisha Omer, but it says somewhere else in Zechariah, it says Ve'ekhosh Loshim HaKesef Ve'ashlich Oso Beis Hashem Al Yotzer. I'll take 30 Kesef, that's 30 Tzadikim, and I'll throw them Beis Hashem. What's Beis Hashem? That's Yishalayim. So these 30 are in Eretz Yisrael. So Hadei Omer Shloshim Be'eretz Yisrael Ve'chamisha Sarkan and 15 are here in Bavel. Amar Abaya, Abaya says Ve'rubayu, and most of these 30 Tzadikim that are in Eretz Yisrael Ve'shtakechei Be'vei Kinishta Ve'susei Atta. You will find them in the base Knesset that is under the Yitzir, which means a makom that's not really structured. You're not going to find them under the great big structures. They're basically hidden. They're in I think that's the word. They're in nondescript places. I mean, how do you transfer the Yitzir? What? Right. So that's where you can find these nondescript places. Ba'ayin Odeksiv, this is what it says in the Nebuah of Zechariah. The Kisveyav don't have the words V'hainu Dechsiv. So basically, without the words V'hainu Dechsiv, I guess it's a new drasha, depending on the Girsa. But our Girsa has V'hainu Dechsiv. V'omar Aleihem, Im Tov Ve'enichem, Havu Schari, right? V'im Lo Chadolu V'yishkalu Es Schari Shloshim Kesef. Basically, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Umas Ha'olam, return my Schar, meaning my Tzadikim, because you bother them. Right? Yehuda Omer, Eilu Shloshim Tzadikim Umas Ha'olam. What does this mean? He says, what's the Shloshim Tzadikim Umas Ha'olam? What's the Schari Shloshim Kesef? So he says, that means, Eilu Shloshim Tzadikim Umas Ha'olam. These are the 30 Tzadikim that exist in the Umas Ha'olam. I don't know what that means. The 30 righteous Gentiles. She Umas Ha'olam is Kaim Aleihem. That the Umas Ha'olam subsists because of them. It says here in the notes that what this means is that the Kavanah of the Tzadik in Yisrael, that because of them, the Umas Ha'olam can live, because they subsist the whole world. Okay? Ula Amar Eilu Shloshim Mitzvos. These are the 30 mitzvos, Shekivu Aleim Bnei Noach. 30 mitzvos that Bnei Noach accepted upon themselves. I thought there were 7. right? So he brings over here the notes also. He says that seems to conflict with Maritza Hedge and Lachim Lach, because they have 7 mitzvos. He brings here the Ramam Ipano, brings down that these 30 mitzvahs are all subsumed within those 7. He does a calculation here, this is the calculation here. There are 30 mitzvahs they accept upon themselves, and they're all subsumed under the 7 mitzvahs of Noah. Those are just the title heads, and these are subcategories of those 7 mitzvahs. They aim the Kayim, but they only accept upon themselves, they only keep the following 3. And they probably, as we'll see in a second, they don't keep these 3 either. Achas, number 1, She'en Kosim Ksubal Zechara, which basically means, Rashi says, the apopisha chashudim v'mishkav zocher, even though they deal with homosexual relations, v'yachnu lehem zocher tashmishon, ein noag in kalos rosh v'mitzvah zo. They don't make a mockery of this kokach shayichnu lehem suva. Basically, they don't marry off of it. But that's not true either, because they do now. So that's I guess they're down to 2 mitzvahs. Right, but I guess I don't know what. No, but here I think it means over here is that they don't make it a legal institution. They have made a legal institution. Orthodox Jews have lost seats in the House of Representatives because they made it into a legal act. The Achas, the second one, what? Unfortunately, the Achas she'ein shoklin b'sar meis b'makulin. They don't basically sell human meat in the market. They may eat it, but they don't make a market for it. Rashi says, "Makuv itlas she'in open also before hesia kolka." Right? There's a black market for cannibals, but it's not on the open market. Okay. But acha shemachadim is the Torah. Number 3 is that they have kibra Torah, which I guess is pretty true. I mean, in all the universities, they have these day studies departments. How they read the Torah is one thing, but they study it very intently. Kibra Torah. I don't know, you have to figure out what under which category that subsumes. I don't know. Well, we said it's 30. I just said that it seems to be so serious, the 7, that you mentioned 7. Okay, back to Earth. Gemara says, right, the Mishnah said that Gidon Masha is knowing the behemoth of the Kaya, the Ainanol of the Oaf.
But there's no Isser Ginosha when it comes to fowl, when it comes to birds. So Vahakach Zil Beislei, but we look at some birds and we see that they do have a Ginosha. Right? We say that they have a meat surrounding this, the Etzem HaKulius, right? So why don't we have Isser Ginosha? So Islei below Ogyo. They do have it, but they don't have like a ball and socket. The way it worked with the Ginosha was that you had the bone, so a round ball around the Ginosha, a round ball of the bone, it's at the top of the femur, I don't know, it goes into a socket. They don't have it, most birds don't have that, so therefore it's not known in Ginosha in the birds. Why Rav Yirmiya? That's our friend Rav Yirmiya, who always asks these types of questions. In order to have an issue on the sciatic nerve, you have to have this type of anatomy. Right, humans have it, and the mammals have it, I guess. Chayus, the mammals and chayus have it. So, by Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya, the following suffix: Islei le'of be'ogyo. Let's say you find a bird who does have this type of anatomy, right? Or Islei le'behemah be'ogyo. You find a behemah chaya that does not have this type of anatomy. My, what's the halacha? Basa b'deyaz linan. Do we go according to the individual? Right, we say, also, this animal does not have it, so there's no Isser Ginosha. This bird does have it, so there is an Isser Ginosha. We go according to the individual. Oh, Basar Minaz Lina. Let me go according to the Min. So, Min Dehem V'chaya. Most don't have it, so that's the Min that's established. And Min Oath does not have it. So, we don't have it. So Mar says, Teku. It's a Teku. So, basically, the Halakha, the Ram and Paskins, the Makos Asuras, Parakasa Lachadalin, that if you have this type of bird, that you do have it, you say it's awesome. And we have an animal that doesn't have the same usher because it's suffering the rice basically, so we have to go to Qumrah on either end. Okay, so the Rishonim have a field day over here. Talking about, we go over here, it's like, I'll read it from the Ran. Makshu Mehacha, they ask from here, Umaji Barile Shita the Basar Dideyazlin. You must go according to the individual. How do we know go according to the individual? Based on the Gemara and Perakakomet Rabba, in Masechus Menachos, the Itar. We say a lefty puts his tefillin on his right hand. Why? Right? The itam niyach b'yamino which is that's really his left hand, meaning it's his weaker hand. Alma basa dideyaz lina. You go according to the individual. Look at the individual. If you look according to the whole species, majority of the people are righties. Therefore, everyone should put on their left hand. No, a lefty, the itar yad puts on his right hand. You go according to the individual. So to here, you should go according to the individual animal. Seems to be a pretty good raya. So Yishlom Aran says no. The Ran talks about it. The Ran talks about it. The Rashi talks about it. The Ritter talks about it. All the Rishonim have cut playing over here. Says Yishlom Aran Shani Hasam. That here it's different because the low cost of Rachman is small. By tefillin doesn't say put it on your small hand. It says what? Ella Yodech Yodcha. Right, which is a Yadka. The low right. The Vidashinu Minei Yad Keha. Your weaker hand. Umashma Yad Keha Shelcha. Basically, the pasuk is telling you that you look at it on an individual level, right? It's talking to each individual. Put it on your weaker hand. But really, it's a suffix. But here, it's just it says here. So the Gemara then says, well, way back the cave on chicane. That's the case in chalitza. When it comes to chalitza, the in the min, you have to use your right foot. Well, wait a second. What if you're a lefty? Maybe you should use your left foot, right? So ikal esvuki be yabam itar. If you have a lefty yabam, he cholitz besmolo. If he should do chalitza with his left, shehi yamino, which is really his right, his stronger one, right? So we see basically we have four sheets over here. Just continue reading from the Ran. Ikal esvuki yabam itar icholitz besmolo. Shehi yamino be nezil basuji day. Go for it to him, which means you use his right hand as his left hand. Obi yamino, which you use his right hand. Shehi smolo, which is his left hand. Be nezil basuji, and you go for it to all individuals. So lefiz there. So according to this. Iran says, you have a suffix, he has to do chalitza with both. He has to do his right hand and his left hand. He has to do chalitza with both. The sagi bihaki. And therefore, it's enough with it. Then he brings another suffix down, then maybe it means wait, because it's so balmum is with the left hand. Balmum with the lefty is balmum. So, if you're a lefty. So he brings the banana, then maybe it means you're balmum because you don't have a right hand. If you don't have a right hand, because your left hand is stronger, then a lefty doesn't have a right hand, therefore can't perform chalitza. So maybe this individual can't stop. And he can't perform chalitza, and maybe you have to go through the whole ramifications. Maybe there's another brother used to do it. There's no other brother who would say, if you can't do chalitza, you can't be legal. So if you're legal, you can't do chalitza, and maybe out the window. So there's a whole to do. So basically, you have four, it's like a four-way machlokas about what you do with the oven. You have all four possibilities. He does it with his left hand. He does it with his right hand. He does it with both. We can't do it at all. That's the four-way machlokas about the oven that comes out from this Gemara. Okay. 12 minutes left. Okay, the Mishnah said, v'noig b'shlil. The Mishnah said that the Isur Gidon Nasha is no b'shlil, knowing in a fetus. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's not no b'shlil. We're talking about the 9-month-old baby that comes out. Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Isur Gidon Nasha. And right after that, the Mishnah says, the chelbo mutter. The chelbo mutter, trying to figure out the chelbo of what? Amr Shmuel, the chelbo mutter. First he says the chelbo mutter is not the end of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Gidon Nasha is no b'shlil and chelbo mutter. He doesn't say that. Rather, it's different at all. Everyone holds that the chelbo is mutter. So what chelbo are we talking about? So chelbo demai. Which chelbo are we talking about? Ilim or the shalil. If we're talking that the Mishnah say that the chelbo of the shalil is mutter, meaning that all the chelbim, all the fats that are usher in an animal, everyone agrees in the shalil they're mutter. Can't be. Can't be that it's different at all. We know that there's a machlokas, right? The sign, you know, the following brisa, it's basically Gidon Nasha is knowing the shalil, the chelbo asur. Divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the chelbo is asur. Gidon Nasha is knowing and the chelbo is asur. Is asur. And Rav Yehuda Omer, even though the shalil, there is no Gidon Nasha by the shalil, the chelbo mutter. The chelbo is mutter. And the Amr Rav Elazar, Amr Rav Oshia, machlokas, ve ben tisha. We're talking about a 9-month-old fetus that comes out alive, ben tisha chai. The Halak Rav Meir, L'shitaso, B'Yehuda L'shitaso. And Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, are going L'shitaso that we saw back in the Pindal. Rav Meir said what? That an Uber, if it's 9 months, that comes out, requires Om Shrita. Because he viewed that animal as a full-fledged animal. Therefore, it requires Om Shrita. Therefore, Gidon Nasha will be known by it. And if it's a full-fledged animal, it's not the merit of the mother, the Chalabim would be Usher. As opposed to Rav Yehuda said that 9 months is still considered a Ben Patua. Therefore, you don't require Shrita, just a piece of meat from the mother. You don't require Shrita. Just a piece of meat of the Gidon Asha is not it's separate Gidon Asha. It is part of the mother, and if the facts aren't Asha, the whole thing becomes mutter. It's like a piece of meat of the mother. Therefore, you can't say that the Chelbo is talking about the Chelbo of Shil Shil, because that's not the Chelbo of the full deus. I'm not focused about that already. So, Ella, what? When we're talking about Chelbo the Gid, we're talking about the facts that surround the Gidon Asha itself. So, the Dibre call is the Gidon Asha that's Asha, and all the facts that are around the Gidon Asha, that is going to be mutter. Everyone agrees that those facts are mutter. The question says, no. Even with this, we have a machlokas tanoi. This sign, you know, is a following brisa. How do you get rid of the Gidon Asha? It's a big problem. How do you do mikra again? How do you trade with the Gidon Asha? Most people, we really don't do that. There are those who claim that they have a mesorah about trade with the Gidon Asha. I actually saw a friend of mine sent me a link to a person in Tidek who sells nice fancy fine meats. He has Sorah in doing trabering from the hind leg. Okay, I didn't do that. I'm trying to do that also. But for the most part, I was told by my friend who has a friend at the KAJ that they don't do it because it's not economical. But the meats aren't, some of the meats are ideally, they don't do it because the meats don't generate as much income as it takes to do the whole process. It's cheaper for them to give it to non-kosher areas and have them sell it as non-kosher meat. They make more money off of it that way. Okay. Getting back to what we're talking about, is saying that whether the chelev or surrounding the nasha is mutter or usher, that can't be a very cold, because that is a machlokas, the sign, the following brisa. Gid ha-nasha. How do you get rid of the gid ha-nasha? Nichatit acharav the kol mokum shehu. Right, the gid ha-nasha is a whole long thing, so you have to dig around the whole thing. And therefore you have to go afterwards and go deep. Nichoseich shamna meikaro. Therefore, the butcher has to cut out and take away all the fat that's around the Gidon Asha. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. So if you dig out all the fat around it, it makes you sound like the fat is usher. Rav Yehuda says, no, you don't have to dig out the Gidon Asha and all the fat around it. Rather, golimo in shupi. You kind of just cut it out where you can see it, I guess. So according to Rav Meir, see the shuman is usher. According to Rav Yehuda, you're not worried so much about the fat, you're not digging it out all the way, and therefore, you see that the chelev is mutter. Because no, the olam chelbo de gid. Really, we're talking about chelbo de gid. I Rav Meir says you got to dig out the chelev. So he says umod Shmuel, and Shmuel says that Rav Meir, who says that it's usher, it's me the rabbanon usher. So even the rabbanon, they have to get out the fat. The price that says that Rav Meir says you have to cut out the fat. That's only halacha me the rabbanon, but me the raisa, the fat are mutter. So we say that chelbo mutter. And our Mishnah is talking about the chelev of the gid. Okay, now the Gemara's in the Raya that Rav Meir is really matir the Shuman of the Gid, Midoraisa, because it says, the sign here, the following verse says, Vishamno Mutter,
the shemen, the fats of the Gein HaNasher is mutar, the Yisrael Kedoshim, but the holy people of Bnei Yisrael were machmir on themselves. Right, we have that also by the woman, by Nidra, right? They were machmir on themselves. The Yisrael Kedoshim, Nogabo Isser, they were Noegbo Isser, my love of Meir, this should be, isn't this Rabbi Meir? The Amar, Mutter Min HaTorah, the Asr Midrabanan, it's really, it was Mutter Min HaTorah, but Bnei Yisrael were machmir on themselves, the Asr Midrabanan, they say it's Asr. Which says, why are you saying this is Rabbi Meir? Dilma, maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says that you have to remove it, Midrabanan. But well, Rabbi Meir says you have to remove it, maybe he says, Midrabanan. Maybe he's going to move it under the Torah. Because also, if I thought you can't have a Havmi to say that this is going forward to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the sign of the following Brisa, which is Gin HaNoshe. The Gin HaNoshe, Mechatech Acharav, you have to dig around it and pull it out, Bechol Mokom Shehu, Bisham no Mutter. And the Shemin is Mutter, the fats are Mutter, Midrabanan. So man shamas like the East Lake Hatito. Who's the man that almost says you have to dig out and pull that all around? That's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. The Ka'amar Shamna Mutter. Instead of the right level, the Shemen is Mutter. So it must be that Rabbi Meir is saying that on a Doraisa level, the Shemen is Mutter. But the Brisa over there, the previous Brisa, that we, or the Brisa two previous that we brought, that says the Meir says the Shemen is Usher, that is only going on a Dirabanon level. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Gemara's going to bring a little machlokes about which part of the Gid Nasha is Aser. The picture here has that you have the Gid Nasha, which means you have the sciatic nerve that comes down, then you have these branches that sort of come off on the side. I mean, this is a big, major sugi over here. But Amar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Amar Rav, Lo Aser Torah, the only part of the Gid Nasha is Aser, Ela Kino Kanos Shebo. That is the thin Gidim that branch off to the side. Those are the only ones who are Aser, because they are soft, and they have a top, and the Royal Achila. But the Gidon Nasha itself is hard like a tree. It doesn't have any time. It's not royal lechila, and therefore it's not asher minatora. Of course, this you would say that the whole thing that Yish begins in Nosim Tam or Eva Gidon Nosim Tam is not a machlokas in the sea, as the Rashi says. The machlokas in which part of the Gidon Nasha is asher. So Yish begins in Nosim Tam is because the only part asher is these kanos. Eva Gidon Nosim Tam talking about the branch. But Ula Amar Eitzu, Ula says it's an eight. Inochanami, the Gidon Nasha itself is an eight. That nevertheless, Apal Pikein, the Torah Chiba Olam. And the Torah says, you're Usser, Machos, you eat it. But the Kankonos, you're not Usser. The only that's Usser is the actual big, long branch of the tree, like of the Ginosh, that goes from the top all the way down to the bottom. And Abaya, Amar Abaya says, Kivasei du Ula Mestabra, Ula makes more sense. The Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Ashi, Chutin Shebechelev. You have these thin strings that come off of the Chelev. Asurin, they're usher only midrabanan. They ain't chayav maleim. You're not chayav. So, right? Alma mashma chelav amarachman of lofutim. The actual fat, and not these branches that come off. So too, when it says by the Gid Nasha Hafanani, Gid Arachman of the low kinakanos. It's talking about the actual Gid and not the kinakanos. So I saw an interesting. So that's usher. The Gid Nasha itself, the big thing, even though it doesn't have a taste, and it's an eitzu, nevertheless, we're going to say that it's usher. I think the prophet aimed to give the most of times, but the Gid Nasha is. Booked with something, it may not impart taste. That would be a different thing when it comes to your day issues. But I saw a shayla the Kring Begadol brings down. Well, normally when you have an Isra Achila, there's a whole shayla whether or not you have to eat a B'derech Achila. You have a food item, in order to view it as Achila, then you have to eat a B'derech Achila. If you eat it in some strange way, you don't violate the Isra. What about now that we're saying that the Torah says you're Mechayiv on the Gid, even though it's not Achila, it has no taste, it's a piece of bark. Never is Achila. So there's the unique halacha of derech achilah upon it also. That's the primitive of the suffer. Maybe if I ate the Gid HaNasha in a way that's low derech achilah, maybe I'm not chayav. Yeah, I think so. Al kin lo sofu b'nei Yisrael Gid HaNasha. I think so. I hear where you're going. That's the suffix of the primitive of the suffer. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day, and when we'll do tomorrow morning, right? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.